DeRusso joins us now, our friend, New Orleans City Council member, a voice of reason. And I say this, Joe, with all due respect, a policy wonk on the council, because it's people like you that think things through and get caught up in the details that make things happen. Good morning, sir. Happy New Year to you.
Good morning, Tommy.
I don't mean to offend you with Happy New Year, because some people think it's too late. But anyway, I've not spoken to you yet, and I would just ask you, as a friend, as a fellow resident of this area, a local, your feelings when you first heard about this. How'd you find out?
Well, I found out like everybody else first thing in the morning. As I woke up, my first gesture, which my wife does not love, is really to pull the phone and see what have I missed the night before. And I knew something was up because I had a huge amount of text messages and saw the news just like everybody else. And the very first thing I did was turn on the radio, turn on the television, try and get as much information as we can. As all that's happening, the people who are on the ground are overwhelmed. So there's also a sense of, well, you're in a leadership position, you got to let the police and the state and everybody do their thing. So being careful of allowing everyone to do that. And I've said this many times, I think one of the largest concerns that we all had was not only obviously the loss of life for the victims and the people who were hurt, in addition to how quickly the first responders acted on the ground, but did this guy act alone? I think that's what everybody was concerned about. And we all collectively held our breath over the next several hours until we knew the next day or learned the next day that hadn't happened. And Tommy, I think we're going to have to approach this both from an emotional standpoint, because this is a community where many of us know one or multiple people who were injured or killed. And then also from a standpoint of what are the next steps and what are the things that we need to do. And my hope is we can approach all of that and learn from this and get better. And the one thing I can say is I think everybody, particularly as we're getting ready for Super Bowl and Mardi Gras, is really trying to figure out what can we do, how do we help. And every conversation I've had with either the state or the city or local parishes like Jefferson Parish, everybody's been willing to help us as much as possible, and that's all you can ask for right now.
Let's talk about, I guess, you know, and obviously anybody who lost someone is going to be very, very upset, but a victim's fiancé saying that the person died for no reason, city let everybody down, horrible disgrace. First of all, the governor himself, Jeff Landry, said, and I'm just trying to keep everything real here and not take up for anybody, but that, you know, this individual could have gone anywhere, run down anybody on any street. And as horrific as it is, had this happened on Decatur Street, say, at midnight, there are a lot of questions that are left unanswered. With all that being said, what's the council's next step here as far as wedge barriers, archer barriers, bollards, what was available, what should have been put out, what didn't, what wasn't put out, who made the judgment, the decision, all of that stuff. Joe, what is the council's part in all of this from here on?
Well, I think the biggest thing we can really do is two things. One is look at overall what was in place and what were extra things that we think should be in place. And then two, how do we provide the resources to make that happen? And look, that's one of the hard things sometimes in the legislative branch is you want to execute and make sure you're diving right in and helping, but that's not really our role. That's the role of the administration and at the state level, the governor. And what we need to do is just make sure that there's the appropriate funding to do the things that need to be done. And I certainly understand the sentiment of survivors and what's going on with them. And at the same time, we do have a terrorist who scouted this area, who is very tactical in the way that they did things, who burned his apartment where they were. And we had NOPD who responded extraordinarily quickly to what happened. And we just need to look at up and down what else can be done, what other pieces of equipment are needed, and what do we need to do for an event like the Sugar Bowl, like the Super Bowl, like Mardi Gras, to try and make things as safe as they possibly can be, and how do we provide the things that need to be done.
Have there been any discussions between you and your fellow council members about some kind of, and I don't know even if this is within the council's purview, to go back and do some kind of investigation into why wasn't this there? Could these have been employed? It was not. And look, I like Ann Kirkpatrick. It was not a great media moment for her to say that, you know, I didn't even know that we had these, and to be caught flat-footed like that. But beyond it being not a good media moment, does the council or do you have any concerns about, you know, the staff, Ann Kirkpatrick's staff, alerting her as to what the city had, what it didn't have, what could have been done, what couldn't have been done before in terms of preparation? Do you guys have any, and ladies and gentlemen, have any intent on going back and doing any kind of investigation into this, or can you?
We can. I think that what you're kind of see is sort of two roads. The state is going to take up sort of the incident itself investigation and what led to this terrorist, this person being here. I think probably some more specifics with this incident. And then I think we'll have a little bit of a broader one about what needs to be done from city resources. And look, you have NOPD who is on site. You have Department of Public Works, which provides assets. You have Homeland Security. And I'm certainly not trying to blame anybody about what happened right now. All I'm saying is you've got a lot of people who are responsible for safety issues, and how are they working together, and what's going on, I think, is where we are. And Tommy, this is the other thing too. I've been reading and watching a lot of the press, and I know the Bollards have garnered probably the most attention, and people having statements about those. I think we are gonna look at what resources need to be there, and I know people may not want to hear this at this moment, but I think we have to also see where the evidence takes us, mm-hmm. which is there's typically a rushed judgment about yep. something, and sometimes the evidence changes about what's going on. So I just want to be careful about saying, well, we should put all the blame here or say this is what it ought to be at this moment. And look, I also think it's a tough environment for everybody right now, and we're going to try and see what needs to be done just to make it better, because we certainly have not only other events coming up, but we also have to make sure the rank and file who are doing the work every day are high in the saddle too.
If you're holding court at dinner, never let the facts get in the way of a good story. If you're dealing with something that involves court or something that an investigation or anything like that, the facts are everything, and they do need to get in the way of whatever narrative or whatever story somebody's trying to tell. So I'm with you, Joe. Let's just everybody take a breath. Let's see what the investigation turns up. Let's not jump to any conclusions, no rush to judgment, none of that. Let's just let the facts take us where they take us. 7:23, more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Joe Geruso, our friend, New Orleans City Council member. Joe, when it comes to the process, and I don't want to get too involved here, but the council, the mayor can't spend anything that the city doesn't allocate, correct? That the council doesn't allocate.
That's correct.
So along those correct. Lines, when it comes to the lower-rated bollards that the Department of Public Works that we've seen so much about and the Cantrell administration decided to go with, does this council have any say in that, or once the money's allocated, you can't tell the mayor what to do? How does all that work?
Well, I think that's going to be really one of the questions that gets asked. We've seen how they're rated right now. So then the issue is, all right, well, what is the bollards that we really need? How much do those cost? What is the installation? I haven't spoken at length with people, but I certainly expect that's going to be an issue. And also, we're going to have to open up the coffers to do just that, and the wedges and other pieces of equipment. And look, I did call the CAO yesterday specifically about getting ready for Super Bowl and for Mardi Gras, and sort of the agreement that we have in principles within reason. The city's going to be as responsible as it can be in spending money to make sure everything goes off and that equipment is in place as needed.
So when it comes to bollards, and again, I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but the mayor proposes a budget, says we need this amount of money for these bollards. You guys don't necessarily go into investigation of bollards because that's the mayor's department and that's what they do. And they just come to you and tell you this is what they need. Then you go through the budgets like bollards, okay, protection makes sense, and you allocate the money. You don't necessarily go into, nor is it your job to go into what bollards. That's what the mayor and the Department of Public Works and all them decide, right?
That's right. And look, that's their job is to tell us what they need to execute. And remember, the bollards is one of, and I'm going to make up this number, 200 things.
No, it is. That's exactly right, Joe. Who knows? There could be an almost infinite number of things. Real quick, thoughts on making Bourbon Street pedestrian only. Is that practical? Is it possible? Joe?
Yeah, sorry, you broke up for a second.
Oh, I think thoughts on Bourbon Street. Yeah, pedestrian only. Is it practical? Is it possible?
I think what I worry about the most is how do you get, like, of relief vehicles and first responders there. So I think we have to figure out this way to both make sure that it's not easily accessible and at the same time make sure safety agencies can get to it as needed.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time and insight as always. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. We'll talk with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser when we come back. What do you know? Right on time, 7:30, time for WWL First News.